This portrait head is of a young Byzantine woman who lived during the 4th century AD.
From the fine marble and the fact that this was carved by a very accomplished sculptor, this woman was of a very exalted status, quite likely part of the imperial circle.
Christina Nielsen, assistant curator of late Roman, early Christian, and Byzantine art here at the Art Institute.
She has features that are very finely rendered, high cheekbones, a very delicate brow, a bow-shaped mouth.
Three braids wrap around her head like a turban, in what was actually a very retro style.
Her hairstyle is consciously evoking earlier Roman empresses of the 2nd century who were memorialized as ideal imperial wives, mothers, and daughters.
This implied perfection was essential. While Roman emperors were sometimes elected based on their political or military merit, Constantine the Great set up a precedent for dynastic succession that was followed throughout the history of the Byzantine Empire.
Images of empresses were very important markers of genealogy and bloodlines, and so they were depicted as beautiful and morally upright.
Portraits of empresses were propagandistic tools that were even displayed in the Senate House in Constantinople. While we can't say for certain who this woman was, the classicizing style of imperial women's clothing and hairstyles would have been quickly adopted by others in the upper strata of Byzantine society.